The Third Victim, Disc 6.
Outside, the night was cool, and Rainey was back to watching him expectantly. His hand still rested on her back. His body was close. She could smell his aftershave, subtle and expensive. She didn't know what it was about him. He was strong, intelligent, sophisticated. She'd never tried finding someone who challenged her. She'd always just gone with the unquestioning young stud, the kind who wouldn't ask too many questions. It was safer. Now she studied the exposed hollow of Quincy's throat, where a light smattering of dark hair rippled across it. Now she gazed at his other hand with those long, deft fingers. Now she looked up into his face and peering blue eyes that saw too much. She took an instinctive step back, confused and suddenly spooked. His head had already dropped forward and his lips brushed her cheek.
"I'm not your therapist, Rainey."
"I know." His lips brushed her other cheek, warm, firm, dry.
"I don't know what I'm doing here. I have policies about these things."
His lips fell to the hollow of her neck. Her head had fallen back. She knew better, but she didn't. The kiss was light. It teased her.
"No fraternizing?"
she murmured. He raised his head.
"No one-night stands. No passing through. I'm too old for that shit, Rainey. I've been to too many towns, spent too much time studying the worst that men can do. I've tried marriage and I've tried fatherhood, and I have all the things I'm proud of in my life and all the things I wish I'd never done. I don't believe in one-night escapism anymore. I don't see the point."